Next patient is Zin Zhu. Zin is X-I-N, Zin. Zhu, Z-H-O-U, Z-H-O-U. Zhu, Zin, X-I-N, and Zhu, Z-H-O-U. Date of birth is 10-28-81. Date of visit, 1-17-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Renato Alfonso, R-E-N-A-T-O. Renato Alfonso. A-L-F-O-N-S-O, Alfonso. And date of birth, 10-28-81. Next paragraph, dear Rene, R-E-N-E, thank you for sending Zin Zhu for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath. And persistent cough. Next paragraph is illness. This is a 40, let's see, 41-year-old male who has a prior history of asthma and multiple allergies, has been experiencing persistent cough after a recent COVID infection more than a month ago. Patient was bringing up some whitish foamy mucus, and stated that he traveled to Atlanta and has been having shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness as well, but denied any fevers or chills or night sweats. He has had no recent chest x-ray done, and he did lose some weight over the past few weeks, and denied nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of asthmatic attacks and past history for gastroesophageal reflux. He has nasal allergies. Denies history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies to pollen and dust. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Worked in IT. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother had a history of asthma. Father is in good health. Next paragraph. A review of systems for patients. Wheezing and shortness of breath and cough. He has reflux, no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. He has occasional chest pain, no calf muscle pain. He has no leg swelling and no palpitations. Denies depression or anxiety. He has no joint pains or muscle aches. Denies any glaucoma, cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. has no United Frequency hematuria or flank pains, denies any headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, MedList, albuterol inhaler 2 pups, PRN, montelukast 10 milligrams a day, azelastine nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, and fluticasone salmeterol 113 by 14 micrograms, 1 puff daily. Also on Cialis, 20 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely bulk middle-aged male, alert, pale, no acute distress, no sign of the sickness or lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 128 by 70. Pulse is 92, respirations 20, temps 97.2. Weight is 164, saturation 94. I'm sorry, 97. HE India announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucus edematous. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions of the periphery, scattered visas in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megalith, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflects the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma is chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is recent history of COVID-19 pneumonia. I'm sorry, COVID-19 infection. Number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And next paragraph, man, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, CMP, IgE level, total eosinophil count. Also advised to get a chest CT with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. He will use Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, QID PRN. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Renato Alfonso. Oh, can you also mention the patient will continue using the fluticasone salmeterol inhaler, 1 puff twice a day. Thank you for this consultation. I'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Thank you. Let's talk. This is a copy for Dr. Renato Alfonso, ALFONSO, MD, from Palm Coast. Thank you.